intuition is key to being whole. Intuition is defined as obtaining direct knowledge without evident rational thought. It is considered fundamental to spiritual experiences. Believing that there is an all-powerful entity that rules people and the universe takes intuition. If you have no intuition, it can be hard to have proper spiritual health. However, intuition is important for more than just spiritual health. If you listen to your body and its needs, it might even help you stay physically healthy. Many people can intuitively tell when something is wrong with their bodies if they listen. It's taking the time to listen that many people overlook. By listening to your body often, you can learn to tell when something is wrong. There have been many stories out there of people who felt they were internally bleeding despite there being no obvious signs. Other times, someone has pushed over and over again for a doctor to check for an injury or tumor despite the doctor finding nothing wrong during precautionary checks. Knowing something is wrong with your body can catch life-threatening issues early. Not all situations are life-threatening, though. Sometimes, intuition can just help you to practice healthier habits. Listening to your body and learning the difference between what your body needs and what it wants can help you make better choices when it comes to food and drinks, as well as anything else that you might put into your body. This can help good habits and make you feel better about yourself. If you eat, drink and exercise when you need to, you'll feel better about your body and choices. Intuition can also allow you to reduce stress. If you listen to your body and intuition, you know that there is nothing to be worried about and things will work out as they should. Not everyone can connect to their intuition anymore. With the fast-paced, loud world around us, it can be easy for this inherent knowledge to become so muted that you can't hear it, even when you try to listen. Being in an unhealthy place mentally, physically, or spiritually can also muffle that inner part of you that knows when something is wrong. Thankfully, there are a few practices you can do to grow that intuition again. The first is physical activity. It's important to do regular exercise. This doesn't have to be miles and miles of running until you can't move anymore. Yoga, walking, tai chi, and even deep house cleaning can all be a step towards increasing your physical activity. By exercising, you improve brain function, increase beneficial hormones while also decreasing bad ones, and improve circulation. This allows for your brain to fully connect with your body and not be overshadowed by things like brain fog. The next is mindfulness and quiet time. Taking time to meditate is very important. If you're short on time, activities such as yoga and tai chi combine the two practices. With everything happening in the world being reported in real time, it can be hard to find an actual moment that is quiet. Learning to take moments to yourself and be quiet can greatly increase your intuition and your ability to listen when your body or mind says something is wrong. Positive thoughts are also important. You want to focus on thoughts that positively benefit your life. If you get stuck in bad thoughts or negative emotions, your intuition may be clouded or overwhelmed by these thoughts. Your intuition is important and is key to keeping you whole by improving your spiritual, mental, and physical health. So, work on listening to your body.